the reason you don't have masters coming to have dinner with you is because you're not a master. The reason that you don't have great beings rapping on your door at night to sit down and converse with you is because you're not of like mind. And when you understand that, then you start changing how you think up here, then your life starts to change and like mine starts to change. How many of you understand? When you see yourself as a master is a being who masters his inadequacy. A master is the being who guards the frontal lobe. A master is one who never lets a stream of thought go through the frontal lobe that he doesn't want to have in his life. A master is one who never holds a conversation with an idiot. Well, makes sense, doesn't it? What does a master and an idiot have in common? Well, they were both born somewhere, sometime, and that's it. And that you never want to converse with someone that you have to sit and listen to their prattle. Because if you listen to their prattle, you're having to form associative memory about what they're talking about. That's what it means to be a good listener. How many of you understand? Yes? Because if you're that good of a listener, you just may find yourself infected. How many of you understand? And you know, then you become a really good friend because it happened to you too. Birds of a feather flock together. A master always watches what is in the frontal lobe and always masters those thoughts. Now, every person in the world has associative memory. Anyone who is intelligent has associative memory. People who are unintelligent have associative memory. And so what they want to do is they want to fashion out of that memory only what they want. And don't think idle thoughts. Idle thoughts is running the program. How many of you understand? If you haven't learned yet, if you haven't found your card in the field yet, if you haven't made it to the void, if you have not effectively sent and received, if you haven't understood that what you focus on becomes, you're in for the greatest surprise of your life. And then the most unnerving experience is to realize all of the stuff you've been exposed to, all of the thoughts that you have collected like dew in the morning, all of the programs you have watched that have been violent and degrading, all of the things that you do from a program inside of you, that when you just sit blitzed out, that the program is still running. And it is not inspiring consciousness, it's just memory running amok. A master never allows anything to come into his or her life that he hasn't thoroughly focused upon. Why we call them awakened beings is they have awakened to this. And they spend long hours in retreat by refabricating their associative memory. They spend long moments in conscious focus to reprogram their brain on an affixed idea so the brain will dream it. They spend long hours restructuring their thoughts. How many of you understand? So be it.